Good evening, people of God, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is your conference facilitator, Apostle Myrtle Johnson. Welcome. Thank you for joining me on tonight as we continue the teaching and the topic of breaking demonic cycles and strongholds. Glory to God. On tonight, we're going to talk about the fact that you are the victor. No longer are you the victim. Glory to God. Going from being a victim to being the victor. Amen. As we go in on tonight, we're first going to start out with prayer. Glory to God. Thank you for joining me once again. Father, it is in the name of Jesus that we come on this evening to glorify you, to magnify you, and to praise your name. We thank you, Father, for every listening ear on this evening. We pray, God, that every demonic stronghold that try to erect itself in their life will be broken. We pray now, God, in the name of Jesus, that cycles that of repeat that keep drawing people back into a place of regression, God. We pray that those cycles will be broken over their lives on tonight, that they will go and propel into greater dimensions of your glory, that they can possess the blessings that you have for their life. So, God, we ask you now in Jesus' name that you would till up the foul ground that may be present even on this line on tonight, that the word will go forth with ease, God, that someone will be healed, delivered, as well as set free. And, Father, we thank you. We glorify you and we praise your name, God, for what you are going to do even through the way of this airwave on tonight. So, God, I ask you now in Jesus' name that you would clear the airway, God, that it would be conducive for you to speak a word, God, that your people need to hear that will cause transformation to come forth in their lives. It is in the mighty and the precious name of Jesus Christ that we do pray on tonight. Amen and glory to God. We're going to look at going from being the victim to being the victor. Glory to God. God wants to break those cycles of repeat that keep playing in the lives of the believers over and over and over. There is a strategic strategy and a plan that the Lord has to break those cycles so that you would stop going through the same thing over and over and over again. What the Lord wants us to know and understand, sometimes is we go through the same situation and the Lord will bring us through, he bring us out, he deliver us, and he set us free. And before you know it, we're right back in that same cycle. Maybe not that same cycle, but a different cycle. Could be with a different situation, but it is, in fact, that same demonic cycle. On tonight, the Lord wants us to look at the fact that it is a choice for us to change. Even on this line, by way of airwaves, it is a choice to change. If we keep on doing things the same way, you're going to get the same results. In order to shift you from where you are to where God wants you to be, we've got to have a paradigm shifting on this line on tonight. We've got to change the way that we look at things. We've got to change the way that we perceive a thing so that we can grasp a hold on the things that God predestined for our lives. Those cycles, those repetitive things that keep drawing us back into that place of bondage. He wants us to know and to understand that first we've got to make a choice that we want to change. We're talking about going from being the victim in order to be the victor. You've got to decide that you don't want to go through these same things over and over again. Relationship issues. Before God gets you out of one relationship, you're right back in another one where the heat is even hotter than the one that God just brought you out of. Those cycles that you go through of addiction. God deliver you from alcohol, and then the next thing you know, you're addicted to some type of drug. Glory to God. God deliver us from overeating, and the next thing you know, you're in another cycle where now you are addicted to maybe watching TV or pornography or something else on other lines. Those cycles that we keep getting drawn back into that take us from one degree of bondage into the other. God is saying on tonight, I want to break those cycles. He is saying that we cannot solve problems by using the same kind of thinking we use when the problem or the issue was created. We are all endowed with the power of a choice. What we do with that choice will determine the outcome of our situation. Glory to God. So on tonight, regardless of what the place is that the cycle is, God is saying, I'm canceling and nullifying the plan of the enemy even on tonight. We've got to come to a place, people of God, where we understand cycles. Glory to God. By law of periodical repetition, everything which has happened once must happen again, and not capriciously, but at regular periods, and each thing in its own period, not another's, and each obeying its own law. Oh, God, I pray the Holy Ghost tonight that somebody caught that in the realm of the Spirit. In order to break the cycles in our lives, we must first understand what cycles are. Cycles are defined by Webster's Dictionary as periods of time taken up by a series of events or actions that repeat themselves regularly or in the same order. You will know that it is a cycle, whether it's relationships, whether it's friendships, whether it's periods of depression. Whenever you begin to see repetition in your life, you are in a cycle. Glory to God. Cycles are encompassed in time, bound by time, and wrapped in morality. So the question then becomes, what kind of cycle are you in? Even on tonight on this line by airway, what type of cycle are you finding yourself in? In order to be able to have a paradigm shifting, to have a mind change, you've got to understand what it is that you're working with. You've got to understand what it is that you're dealing with. People of God, understand that cycles are, in fact, ordained by God. Some are demonic cycles. Even when you look in the Word of God, you find that over periods of time, from Moses all the way up even until the time that Jesus came on the scene and ascended to be to the Father, periods of time were cycles. Kings went through cycles where God would deliver them and he would bring them out. And they would stay in a place of liberation and freedom for a period of time, and then before they know it, they were right back where they started financially. I just feel by the Holy Ghost on tonight that somebody's going through financial cycles where you find yourself being in cycles of being without the spirit of poverty. God wants to release you from that thing on tonight that is binding you, that is confining you, that is keeping you living beneath the means that God predestined for your life. In the book of Ecclesiastes 1, 4 through 11, it speaks of the cycles of created things. It said that one generation passes away and another one cometh. The sun arises and goeth down. The wind goeth towards the south and turneth about unto the north. Glory be to God. And it says right there, the river is running to the sea, yet it is not full. But verse 9 is the key, glory to God, that God wants us to focus on tonight. For it says, the thing that has been is that which shall be, and that which is done is that which shall be done, and there is no new thing under the sun. Everything that we see being done has already been done before. Everything that you're going through has already been a cycle that was before. All you need in your life right now to change your current predicament is a word from the Lord. Glory be to God. Because the law of reproduction is always in effect. That if it is an apple, it's going to reproduce an apple. If it is an orange, it's going to reproduce an orange. So if you are living in a place of bondage, the law of reproduction will let you know that cycle will never end unless you take authority over that cycle and command that cycle to be broken, that change can begin to come forth in your life like never before. Because once God speaks, it settles it forever in the heavens. God wants to speak a word into your life right now that is letting you know that the cycle ends today. Whatever you've been dealing with, repetitive cycles of abuse, God is saying that cycle is ending today. And because as an apostle of the Lord Jesus, I decree it into the atmosphere, it becomes law. And God himself will establish it, glory to God. And that's why even in the beginning when God spoke, he said, let there be, and it was. I speak on tonight liberation, and it shall be. I speak freedom on tonight from cycles, and it shall come to pass. I speak a brokenness from that state of bondage over your life, that liberation and freedom can come in and begin to infiltrate in your life. The Lord said in the book of Genesis 8 and 22, it says, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest time, and cold and heat and winter and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. As long as there is earth, there shall always be cycles. God was letting us know that where there are cycles, they can be broken. Seed time and harvest time are unbreakable. Glory to God. That means that they never change. God will always give you something to work with that will produce something in your life. Glory to God. The Bible goes on and it tells us in the book of Ecclesiastes 3:1, it says, to everything there is a season under, oh God. God is saying you are just transitioning even now into a cycle of liberation, of freedom. The cycle of bondage is being broken over your life like never before. Glory be to God. But it all starts with the fact that you decide that I want a change. When you look at deliverance, when you look at liberation coming in, it first began with the people coming into agreement with the fact that I want change. Somebody that is listening on tonight is saying that I need a change in my life. Glory to God. When the law of reproduction comes into effect, ignorance of the law excuses no man. Not that all men know the law, but because it's an excuse. Every man will plead, and no man shall tell how to refute him. Glory be to God. So cycles operate on the premise of a seed. The law of reproduction states that everything must reproduce after its own time. A grapevine cannot produce an orange, nor can an orange produce a grape. Likewise, neither can a woman reproduce an ape. Even if she is artificially inseminated, the seed will die because it is not after its own kind. Glory be to God. So when you begin to reproduce, you are made in the image of God. So we should be reproducing things that bring glory and honor unto God. In Psalm 1:3, it says, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth fruit in his season. God is saying, this is your season to bring forth fruit. This is your season to bring forth the joy of the Lord in the earth realm. This is your season, people of God, to occupy and possess the blessings that God has for your life. God wants you to be able to recognize the cycles that you go through in life. The single biggest problem with cycles is the failure to recognize that they do, in fact, exist. Glory to God. We're talking about getting you from the state of being a victim to the state of being a victor. You've got to realize, people of God, and understand and recognize that you are in a cycle. The problem with reproducing is reproducing in the wrong season within the wrong cycle will cause you to reproduce what is already a broken place. Oh, God. God wants you to make a conscious decision that you're no longer walking after things of the flesh, but you are now walking after things of the spirit. God is saying, I want to give you a cycle refresher. In case you have forgotten what the definition of a cycle is, cycles are a period of time taken up by a series of events or actions that repeat themselves regularly. Glory to God. There are two basic breakable cycles in our lives, cycles of blessings, which are victory, and the cycles of curses, which are defeat. Anytime you follow a pattern in your life, you are in a cycle. The key is to identify where the cycle began so that it can be broken. Everything that operates by the premise of a seed has a root. Oh, God. If you have never gotten to the root of the matter, that seed will begin to grow. That cycle will begin to mature. That cycle will begin to produce something. One thing that the Lord wants you to know and understand that you're fighting dead is devil. My God. You're not fighting against flesh and blood, but you are fighting principalities and wickedness in high places and things that exalt itself against the word of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Sowing a blessed seed will break the cycle of bondage in your life. Glory to God. In Genesis 8:22, that's why the Bible tells us that while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest time will never cease to exist. A blessed seed can start a blessed harvest in your life. The first man, Adam, started a curse, but the last man, Adam, severed the curse. Ah, my God, somebody better catch that in the Holy Ghost. The second Adam was Jesus himself. He came that you would experience life and that more abundantly. In 1 Timothy 3 and 2, the Bible says that it is God's will that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. It is God's will, people of God, to bless you. It is his will, people of God, that you would have life and that you would have life more abundantly. It is not God's will that you be broken, busted, nor be disgusted. Hallelujah. It is God's will that you possess the land and take over territories and regions for God. Hallelujah. But one thing that the Lord wants you to know and understand is that even as you are going through the various cycles of life, hallelujah, he says that it is critical that you stop, that you take off the mask and realize that it is, in fact, a cycle. We are so accustomed to disguising our situations to others that in the end we become disguised to ourselves. Oh, glory be to God. If God meant for you to wear a disguise, he would have created you with one. Since he did not create you with a mask or a disguise, he means for you to be all that he created you to be. Glory be to God. God do not want you to live beneath your means. If I asked you the question on this evening, how do you see yourself? You see, it's all about this, about perception. Oh, glory be to God. You see, if you're going from being the victim to being the victor, how do you perceive a thing? How do you see yourself right now? And how I perceive myself can trigger a cycle. If I perceive and therefore speak that I am depressed, then you're going to be depressed. How are you seeing yourself on tonight? You either see yourself as being the victim, the one who is cheated, sold, or damaged, rather than someone who is forced to be reckoned with that God can utilize. Are you the victor? That is the one who has victory. That is the one who takes the situation that they are dealing with and put it under their feet. When you become the victor, now whatever situation you're battling with no longer have rulership over you. So many times, people of God, we allow the situation that we are in to rule over us. But God is saying on tonight, become the victor. Take authority over your situation. Take authority in your life over those demonic cycles. If you are, glory be to God, I am a firm believer that you have the authority. God gave it to you to be the victor over depression, to be the victor over addiction, to be the victor over poverty, to be the victor over every self-destructive spirit that the enemy wants to eradicate in your life, broken relationships. God is giving you the ability to be the one who walks away being the victor, glory be to God. He don't want you to be the victim. There is no in-between, glory be to God. We spend a lot of time in life going between cycles, one cycle and straight into another cycle. But God is saying on tonight, at some point, in order to get to that place that you need to be at, you will have to identify yourself with him. Oh, God. Jacob had to admit that he was a trickster before his name could be changed. You must admit how you see yourself before God can change you. Scripture tells us that God seeketh a worshiper, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Glory to God. You must worship him from the part of you that is most like him. Ah, my God, the part of you that is most like God is going to release you into your new place in God. Somebody get that on tonight. When you are defeated, God can find something in you that he can pull from when you just begin to worship him. God will take you from that state of being beneath to take you to a state where now you are above. You are propelling into a greater dimension, a greater realm with God. Recognize that victimization is a mentality. It is a way of thinking. Oh, God, if we can just get our thought pattern to line up with God, if we can just have that shifting in our life that will let us know that we can do all things, like Paul was telling the Philippian church, through Christ who strengthens us. I am not a victim of my situation. This situation will not overconsume me. It will not make me get to a place of brokenness, but I am the victor, because greater is than he that is in this world. God wants us to embrace the fact that I have left you something that can propel you to greater in me. And that something that God has left you is his Holy Spirit. That is the part of the of him that is in you now that can cause you to triumph over every situation that tried to overtake you and try to overconsume you. Glory be to God. Throw away the victim's seat. Roll away the hospital bed. It's a choice. The choice is yours to say that I'm going to walk in the great things that God has for my life. But it starts with us making a choice, people of God, that we're not going to live in that state of defeat. I'm no longer going to live in that state where I'm in one relationship after the next and ultimately ends in brokenness. I'm no longer going to be the victim of abuse, misuse, or mistreat, glory be to God. But I'm going to rise above because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And it starts by us identifying ourselves with him. We have to take authority over those cycles that we keep going through, and I end up right back where I started, but never having propelled forward to the greater things that God predestined for our lives. Glory be to God. In Deuteronomy 28 and 13, it says, "And the Lord shall make you the head and not the tail. Thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath." In the book of Revelation 12 and 11, it says, "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony." God is about to call somebody's cycle to become their testimony. Glory be to God. You see, it was like the man that was by the pool. Your deliverance must be proceeded from your own mouth. Oh, God, you've got to begin to speak out of your own mouth that I am already healed. You've got to begin to speak that I'm no longer going to go through these same periods of repetitiveness. You've got to begin to speak and decree and declare out of your own mouth that I am not the victim. I am not throwing a pity party for myself. I am coming out of a state of being beneath, glory be to God. I am the head and not the tail. These cycles of poverty, these cycles of brokenness are no longer my portion, glory be to God. You've got the ability to seek your own deliverance, glory be to God. But it all starts as a mind thing. Hallelujah. So a man thinketh, so is he. So if your mind always thinks that I'm battling with a stronghold, then you will be always battling with a stronghold, baby. If your mind is thinking that I'm always going to be at that place of beneath, I'm never going to rise in the things of God, then you will always be at that place. That's why in the book of Romans 12 and 2, it tells us to be not conformed to this world, but you've got to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Oh, God, after we do, we can prove that which is good, the acceptable and the perfect will of God. It's not enough to be called free. You have to know what's in your mind that you are free, that you are liberated, glory to God. You've got to know it, and you've got to know it until your mind recognizes it. You've got to cause your mind to line up with the word of God. You've got to kill those evil seeds that have been dispatched in your life that will pull down those demonic strongholds. You've got to come into agreement with God and the word of God in accordance to what he said concerning you. You've got to know that you know that you know that you know until even your spirit recognizes it. It's not enough for your spirit to recognize it, but yet you're still in that place where you're living beneath your means. If your spirit is a warrior, but in your mind, you are a victim. Your mind and your spirit have got to line up with the word of God, which is going to require that, people of God, that you have a renewed mind. You've got to have a renewed mind, a paradigm shifting in your mind. You've got to begin to decree and declare that I'm already free. There are three different elements that will keep you right where you are. One is that what you speak, what are you speaking out of your mouth? Paul talked about it when he was talking to the Corinthian church. He told them, he said, when I was a child, I spoke like a child. And Matthew talked about it to the disciples. He talked about it in 12 and 34 when he said, "For out of the abundance of the heart will your mouth speak." What are you speaking? What are you decreeing out of your mouth? One minute we say one thing, but yet our mouth says something different. Paul continued by saying, "I understood as a child." In the book of Hosea 4 and 6, it tells us that we are destroyed because of the lack of knowledge, because we have rejected knowledge. Many us rejecting knowledge that God wants to give unto us. We may not even be positioned correctly in order to receive the greater things that God has for us. But it starts by perception. Perception is insight or the captivity for comprehension. To perceive is to attain awareness of our understanding. God wants us to become aware even in our understanding. Glory be to God. That we will take authority even over what we say in the realm of the spirit. What are we believing? Glory be to God. You see, it's all a battle in the mind. Your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions. When the word get rooted in there, you can begin to see a change come forth in your life. But the law of the mind, let us know that Paul was talking about it to the Roman church. He says, Paul was speaking of it. He says, another law is at work that is warring against the law of the mind. The law of the mind is your own conscience. Our own mind is warring against us because we try to think a thing through, but it's what we're thinking is contrary to the word of God. Then there's the law of the flesh that Paul was talking about to the Roman church. He said in the book of Romans chapter 7:18, somewhere like that, he said, "For I know that in me, that's our flesh, dwelleth no good thing, for to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not." It let us know that there's a constant war that goes on with our flesh. When we want to do good, evil is always present. There's that cycle, that war that's consistently going on. The negative mind states that it puts us in vanity of the mind. And Paul was talking to the Ephesian church in 4:17-18 when he said, "This I say therefore and testify in the Lord that ye hence walk not as the Gentiles walk in vanity of their mind." We've got to come up, people of God, even in how we think of things through. The carnality of our mind. Paul was talking to the Roman church when he said, because the carnal mind is an enmity with God. These cycles will never be broken and destroyed if we don't change our thought pattern. To be carnal minded is a way of the flesh. But to be spiritual minded, oh God, God wants us to be spiritual minded and to be led in, even in our mind by the Spirit of God. Then there comes that double mindedness that James was talking about in 1:8 when he said a double minded man is unstable in all of his ways. We will never break these cycles over our life, people of God, if we're double minded. We think one way one minute, but the next minute we're thinking another way. We've got to get to the point where we cause our mind to come into agreement with God. Lowliness of the mind is another one. Glory to God. Thinking beneath the means and the standards of the kingdom. Because we don't understand kingdom principles. These cycles will never be broken. As an heir of the kingdom of God, we have a right to be broken. We have a right to be liberated. We have a right to be healed. We have a right to be free. Glory to God. Philippians 2:3 says, "Let nothing be done through strife or vain glory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than themselves." There comes a time, people of God, where we've got to walk in a spirit of humility. Oh, God, we've got to walk in those things that God predestined for our life. And we've got to have a sound mind in order to be able to receive the things that God has predestined for our lives. So even as we look at breaking these cycles, let us begin breaking these cycles with a new attitude. Any fact facing us is not as important as our attitude towards it. But that determines either our success or our failure. That will determine whether we come out of our situations or not. So as we leave from this line on tonight, leave away with a new attitude that I'm going to think positive concerning my situation, that the cycles of demonic strongholds will be broken. Even as we leave away from this line on tonight, I cancel every demonic altar that have established and erected itself in your life, that you can walk in a place of liberation and freedom even in your mind. God, in Jesus' name, renew minds on tonight. We're sending refreshing even to the mind of the person listening by way of airway, that they can see that God wants them to be the victor and not the victim. Glory be to God. Father, I thank you for every listener on tonight. Join me right back here by way of Blog Talk Radio on next Monday night from 6:30 until 7. And it is my prayer that every demonic cycle that you are dealing with, it is broken off of your life, effective right now today. Walk liberated in Jesus' name. Glory be to God. Be blessed until next week. Join me once again, either by Blog Talk Radio or by way of